Okay, so that's a little bit about the dewdrop world. And so coming on to these mind-turning reflection on death and impermanence. So what I'm going to talk about is these three things: that death is certain, that the time of death is uncertain, and that at the time of death, only the Dharma is of benefit. So that's the kind of framework of this reflection. So first of all, death is certain. So I will die, and you will die, and everybody dies. Even the Buddha died. So in a way, I kind of think this is quite hard to reflect on because, well, we just think, well, yeah, of course I know I'll die. End of reflection sort of thing. So what does it really mean to kind of know that we'll die? And one of the things that I was thinking about is that I think that I will die, but I realise that I think that when I die, it won't be me that dies. It will be this old lady called Vajradarshini, yeah, who I've somehow kind of distanced myself from. Do you see what I mean? So I think it's that I think we do think we will die, but because that person that's going to die, we've kind of projected them a bit into the future, we kind of disassociate with that person that's going to die. It's not really us, it's like, you know, this old lady, Vajradarshini. So that's one thing to just to kind of think about, that, you know, when you die, it will be you, yeah, with all your, you know, actually you, with your clothes and your things and your habits and so on. It won't be that different. However you are then, when you do die, you won't be that different from how you are now. Yeah? So you can't really disassociate from it. So then I was doing this thing where I was just imagining taking myself out of my world. Well, imagining what if I did die. I was thinking about it on this retreat, actually. Okay, what if I did die? What if I do die before the end of this talk? What will, you know, what will happen? And I was thinking, well, there would be a lot of grief. I'm fairly sure there'd be quite a lot of grief if I died. And when I die, if I died during this talk. And there would probably be quite a big funeral, and I think people would kind of do me proud in a certain way. And then everybody would start kind of sorting out my stuff, and like somebody would have my computer. That was one of the first things I thought. And there'd be a few things in my room that people wanted to have, but most of it nobody would want, really, because it would just be rubbish, really. And they'd kind of clear off all my files and everything off the computer. That would all go. Somebody else would... there'd be an ad going to Shabda saying, you know, in the unfortunate event of Vajradarshini's death, we are now looking for somebody to replace her. And then people would start getting quite excited about this new person that's applied for my job, you know. And somebody would say, oh, maybe, you know, maybe you could be chairman now that Vajradarshini's dead. And so all my responsibilities would be taken over by somebody else. And for a while, people would be quite sad. And they'd kind of sit around the table in the community, and they'd say, oh, can you remember that suet pudding that Vajradarshini used to make? Things like that. I might have a few tears, whatever. But then, you know, after quite a short amount of time, it would be like there would be hours go by where nobody had even thought about me, yeah? And then there'd be like days go by, you know, and I might be mentioned like every now and again, you know, every week or two or something. But mostly people would just be carrying on with their lives. And it's quite a reflection, really, to think that we're not that significant, are we? It's quite hard to take that in. And it doesn't mean that we're not loved. It just means that even to the people that really love us, we're not that significant. We're not insignificant, but we're not that significant. We're not the centre of their world in the same way that we are the centre of our world. Hard to believe, I know. But also, it's quite a nice thought in a way, because it's like you sort of realise that everything would go on without you. So there's a certain amount of freedom in there. There's a certain amount of, yeah, just knowing that actually you've got a choice what you do. You know, I've got a choice whether I'm here or not, because if I died, I would just be replaced. So it's not like T. Ranloka would kind of, you know, shut down and things like that. So there's a kind of a sort of freedom in realising that we're not that significant, that life goes on without us.